If you find yourself in the need of legal assistance and you happen to have a friend who is an attorney, you may be asking yourself a critical question. Should I ask them for help? And you may find yourself in this position where you are haggling back and forth about whether you should reach out to that friend of yours who you know is an attorney. Will they help you? Is this the area of law that they know about? Can they give you an advice because they're in a different jurisdiction? Are they going to make me pay any money? Am I even offending them by even asking the question? And you will have those questions over and over in your mind before getting to the point where maybe you'll say either one, I'm going to ask, or two, I'm just not going to ask. For those of you out there who have friends who are attorney who find yourself in that position, I want you to think about a few things. There's two parts of this that I think everybody should keep in mind, the problem part and the solution part. Let's talk about the problem part first. First, timing. What ends up happening in some of these instances is that when you have a situation where you need legal assistance and you have a friend who's an attorney, what you may find yourself doing is waiting too long to ask them. It's because while you're sitting here going through the mental gymnastics of asking yourself, should you even ask them the question because of their expertise, the clock is running on whatever you're doing. And so what ends up happening is you may have family members or friends who will say, hey, don't you know such and such? Isn't she an attorney? Or don't you know such and such? Isn't he an attorney? And you have allowed yourself to convince yourself to not ask any questions whatsoever to them. And so time goes on and things get longer and longer and things get compounded within themselves that you now put yourself in a position that as each day passes, your current circumstances becomes more and more complicated. So what ends up happening is that you may find yourself waiting too long to even start to ask the question. Another aspect of the timing issue is that things may tend to get more complicated as time goes on. I was once told by one of my mentors, one of my fraternity brothers who practiced law at the time for over 30 years, he said one of the biggest problems that most people do is they wait too long and they don't realize the longer you wait, the more complicated it becomes and the more I have to do to fix whatever you may have caused to be complicated. So when you first are introduced to an issue that needs to be addressed, usually in the early phases of that, it is probably at a point where it's still problematic, but maybe not too problematic to the person who does this from a legal standpoint in terms of an attorney on a regular basis. But what ends up happening is that over time, whether it be because more issues pop up or the time is running in terms of how much time you have to do something, or maybe because the information you need is starting to get old and so forth, your circumstances become more complicated. So now what happens is that you're in a situation where you probably could have gotten some great information from an attorney early on from talking to your friend, but now you've waited so long and now your situation has become more complicated. The other aspect of timing is that during that time, you also may be doing so much on your own that if you're not completely sure what you're doing, you may be making things worse and not even realizing it. I'm not implying that you can't do it on your own. I'm not implying that you're not even smart enough to do it on your own. What I'm saying is that if you don't know the aspects of what you're doing on a regular basis from a legal standpoint, you may not realize that there are certain things that you should be doing in the course of what you're doing in terms of responding. So if you've got a friend of yours or a family member that is an attorney, they could tell you, oh, wait a minute, did you do this? Did you do that? Well, what about this? So that's one of the issues that pops up with regards to timing in terms of waiting too long, things become more complicated, or you end up doing too much on your own that makes things worse. The other aspect about this that tends to pop up is your relationships. And this can be a problem as well, because you need to ask yourself, the person that you know who's an attorney, are they really a friend or are they an acquaintance? Meaning, is this somebody that you have a relationship with that you can engage them and they may not view you as taking advantage of them? Meaning, I used to joke that if you've got somebody that you hardly ever say a word to and they know you by face and they know you by name, but you don't know anything about their life, their husband, their wife, their kids, their family, where they're from, anything. If you don't know any personal details because you have no personal relationship with them, is that really a friend or is that more of an acquaintance? And because of that, you have to now ask yourself, do I feel comfortable with the nature of the relationship I have with this individual to be able to broach a legal topic with them? Then the guilt pops in from, when was the last time you talked to that person? As with the one thing you realize as you get older is that relationships kind of go through ebb and flows. Maybe during a time in your younger years, you were really, ride and die and hanging out and everything like that. But as time has progressed, maybe you've relocated, maybe they've gotten married, maybe you've had kids, maybe they've changed careers. And just over time, the mechanisms of communication tends to go down. And so you don't communicate with that individual as frequently and as often as you used to. Now, what ends up happening is you feel guilty because if you haven't spoken to this individual in a number of years, I didn't say a month, years, and now the first time you choose to reach out to them, it's because you need some help. You may feel guilty as if, okay, the only reason why I'm reaching out to them in this instance is because I need some help. And you may feel like you're not doing right by them by reaching out to them in your time of need when you haven't spoken to them for any other reason. Which lends me to my last point with regards to relationship is understanding what is the nature of your relationship. Meaning, are they a person that you have a relationship where you've done things with them, or are they a person that you tend to only go to whenever you need help? I used to joke when, because I remember when I was in high school, and this is gonna be offside, I knew this one young lady who only spoke to me when she was running for office. And I made a point to tell her that every time. I said, I find it fascinating that you only speak to me when you're running for office. And she was like, that's not how I am. I said, oh yeah. I said, okay. And I voted for her because I did like her and I did support her and so forth. But again, once after that, it was like clockwork. She would speak to me once a year. When it came time for her to run for something, then she was like, you're gonna vote for me? I said, yes, this is your once a year conversation with me. To the point where we understood. I was like, okay, that's the nature of our relationship. Now I can tell you now, if she were to reach out to me now, my first thought is, okay, the last few times we've ever spoken is when you wanted something. So if you want something again, I'm at a different point in my life. No, I can't help you. Sorry. So I say that because if you know you have a relationship with someone where you're constantly asking them to give to you, but you're not really reciprocating in return, and you might risk the possibility that they may not want to engage you because you've demonstrated to them that you're the kind of person that only is interested in taking as opposed to giving. So we've identified problems. The first problem is, of course, timing. Second one is relationship. The third and final problem is, what is the fear of the response? When you decide to reach out to someone who you know is an attorney and ask them about your legal question, you're probably terrified about the reality that they may come out the gate and say something particularly cray, like, you got a real big problem. And nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to be the receiving end of being told that their situation is a lot more crucial than they realize. Or the other aspect of it, that they tell you they can't help you, meaning they're not going to help you. And that can be a little discerning as well, because if they come to you and they're listening, you're like, yeah, I understand the situation. Well, you think you can help me out? No. And all of a sudden, you felt like you've been punched in the chest because it took you a lot of courage and a lot of energy to get to the point to finally ask them a question. And then when you finally do speak to them, Nathan. Or you find yourself in a situation where they're telling you that not only is it going to be an issue that you have to deal with, but you're going to pay a lot of money for it. Not necessarily from them. I could tell you several years ago, I had a friend of mine who reached out to me because he was in the midst of going through a divorce with his wife. And so he was talking to me. And when I was talking to him, he was like, okay, I was laying down just my thoughts from my experience doing family law. And I said, you need to retain an attorney. And I told him right out the gate, how much money do you have on credit cards or in a bank account? He was like, why? Because I said, they're going to make you pay a retainer. And he was like, pay a retainer. I said, brace between 25 and 5. And he was like, get out of here. 100? No, 2,500. Not $250 or 500, 2,500. And I had to explain to him how that worked. Sure enough, he went to go to an attorney, and the first thing they asked for was a $3,000 retainer, and he was mind blown. And I said, don't be blown. It's just the reality of the business. You're dealing with the business aspect of it. So with that, those are the three problems that you tend to run across when you're dealing with having to engage family members or friends who are attorneys: timing, relationship, fear of what they're going to say. So let's talk a little bit about some solution aspects of this. First thing you need to know is open your mouth. The reality is that if you have an access to a resource like this, you're not going to know whether they're going to be helpful for you if you don't say anything. You're not helping your situation by keeping your mouth shut and not engaging them. You're actually making your situation worse. You have access to a resource that other persons don't have access to. So why would you not take advantage of it? So guess what? If you got a friend of yours, even if you ain't talked to them about a minute or two, it doesn't hurt to ask. And don't talk yourself out of it. Because let me tell you, when people who know your personal situation, like I've had friends of mine come to me who other friends told him, you know Reeves, right? I said, yeah. Don't you have his phone number? I said, yeah. You know he practiced law, right? Yeah. Why don't you call him? Oh, I don't want to bother. Why are you talking yourself out of that? What are you doing? Don't talk yourself out of it. If you've got access to a resource, you have access to a resource. So the first thing I tell people when they're questioning whether they should reach out to a loved one or family member in terms of assisting them from a legal standpoint, the first thing I say is open your mouth. Second thing I tell them is to respect their position. Don't go in there thinking you're going to get a homeboy or homegirl hookup. This is what they do every day. So this is how they survive. This is how they support themselves and sustain their livelihood. So don't go in there thinking like, yo, man, like you're doing them a favor. No, they have people who pay them to do what you're hoping that you'll do for free with you. And so when you're talking to them, respect the fact that this is their chosen profession, that this is what they do for a living on a day-to-day basis, and that people typically pay them for what you're asking them to do for you for free. You're not asking them specifically, but when you're asking them for their feedback, you're effectively telling them, will you mind giving to me some of your expertise for free? When I say respect them, I'm also saying pay attention to the big three aspects of it. First, recognize that they have a particular area of law that they do. So when you're asking them a question about something outside of that area of law, that you have to keep it in the context that they may be sharing you from a legal, general legal expertise, but if that's not something they do on a day-to-day basis, they may not know the nuances. So don't get angry if they don't. Jurisdiction is a big thing. Meaning, if you're in Maryland and they're practicing law in Utah, the laws are different. And if you're asking them an issue that's probably a state law issue, they can't talk to you about what the state law is for Maryland when they practice law in Utah. So respect that when they're telling you that the nuances may be different, because guess what? The laws may be different. And then finally, cost. Recognize that, remember, as I said, they get paid to do what they do. So depending on what you're asking for, they may say to you, this is something you may have to pay me for because of the fact of what you're asking me to do. Respect them from that standpoint. So this way, when you're going in, you recognize this is not your friend who just happens to have a legal degree. This is your friend who is an attorney. So the three things in terms of solutions I've talked about, or I've gone into with two of them, has been open your mouth, respect their position. The final is, you might be surprised. I have had more than my fair share of conversations with friends where I'm on the phone with them for hours, and they were very shocked that I was willing to share things. And I said to them, why wouldn't I? We are friends. I've known you for a minute. I could go down the list of different things. You know, one friend asked me for some legal advice. This was the guy who introduced me to my wife. Why would I not provide some information? Another friend asked me for some legal advice. She was responsible for helping me learn various medical aspects when I first started practicing law. Why would I not help her out? You know, I had a friend of mine who she had asked me some legal questions and so forth. Her husband and I are like one of the best of friends. Why would I not help you? I mean, seriously. So I say that to say that if you've got somebody in your life that you're afraid to reach out to because you're just so afraid you're going to get hit in the face with a brick, and it might happen. But the reality is, if they help you, don't act shocked. Because the reality is that they're communicating with you based on their foundation relationship that they have with you. And if they don't know how to help you, they may know someone. I have referred plenty of my friends to people where I've said, look, go to this person because this is the person I trust when I have these kind of questions. Guess what? They were spectacularly enamored. They were like, wow, I didn't realize. Hey, that's the joy and pleasure of having somebody like me in your life. Just like you have the same like those people in your life as well. And don't be surprised if they say, hey, let me follow up with you to see how you're doing. You're thinking, wait a minute, I asked you this question months ago and you still care? Because no, I don't care. I'm going to tell you real. I don't give a damn about your case. I give a damn about you. And so I'm going to ask how you are doing, which is why I'm going to keep the information that you told me in my mental Rolodex, because I want to see how you're doing. I want you to recognize that when you have friends in different professions, especially an attorney, they are always going to be your friends. And as a friend, they're going to be a resource. Don't do yourself a disservice by having a situation and then having someone who can help you address that situation and not putting the two and two together for your benefit. As long as you know in your heart you're not abusing their expertise and that you know that they are assisting you, then guess what? You can get the maximum effect of interacting with them in a manner that helps you in the long run. Oh,